Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome, you industry professionals, you industry heroes. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. As you know, because you've been listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast, this platform, this Industrial Talk platform, is a celebration of you, the industrial professionals, the ones that get it done, right? You get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. You give all the time. You have big, huge hearts. That's why we celebrate you on the Industrial Talk Podcast. All right. In the hot seat, we've got a gentleman by the name of Alex West. He's with Omdia. Now, how you spell that, you're saying to yourself, Scott, I want to know a little bit more about Omdia. It's O-M-D-I-A. That's O-M-D-I-A. Omdia is the company, and we're going to be talking about Edge. Let's get it cracking. Yeah. So, you know, you got this Industry 4.0 journey. We've always talked about it. Digital transformation, whatever it might be. 5G, you name it. It's under that whole Industry 4.0, and some people are talking Industry 5.0. Wow. And one of the elements that I believed had it needed greater clarity, right? Needed greater clarity was this whole, what is edge? What does that mean in this whole Industry 4.0, this IoT, IIoT cloud world that we live in, right? And Alex with Omdia does a lot of research into that and brings a lot of insights into this particular interview. But before we get cracking, I want to just sort of point out, get your, it's happening now, right? It's today. So it started December 1st and it ends tomorrow. And it is the Adapt and Win Seize IIoT Now for Lasting Digital Transformation. It's a mouthful, but it's got a lot of stuff. And that's brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial. Now, spell it out. Industrial IoT World. And it's going on now, and you still have time. And I think the price is, well, yeah, free. Yeah. So jump on, because you're about collaborating. You're about innovating. You're about educating. And I understand. I understand there's just a lot of virtual events that are popping your way. This one's one of the good ones too. I mean, they're all good. They have, they all have the premise of really true and, you know, try to elevate the community and the information that's out there. And I'm telling you right now, especially today, because we've got to survive and we've got to rebuild and we've got to prosper and we've got to have those particular strategies out there to be able to make that happen. That makes sense. Your message, boop-a-doop-a-doop, needs to get out there. You need to be able to communicate that message, but from the perspective of the human element, right? I'm all about this on the podcast. I, as you know, is a big, and I'm a big fan of industry, a big fan of you, and a big fan of what's taking place with industry around the world. Makes sense. And that's why this platform is here. And I think this platform is needed more than ever. And I just, somebody said, Scott, again, why are you doing this? I just want to help. So go out to industrialtalk.com. Click on there. Let's have a conversation. You'll talk to me and we'll have a conversation about what are your objectives? What are your goals? What do you want to try to accomplish in 2021? And then let's try to figure out how we get that message out. No pain, no friction, easy peasy. I'm going to, you know, the water's nice and warm and toasty, and I'm not going to sit there and bust your chops by any stretch of the imagination, but the world, and I hate to do this to you, but the world needs you, right? So we need to figure out solutions that help you prosper in the future. Give me a call. Industrialtalk.com. Reach out big time. All right, let's get going. All right, Alex West, talking Edge. He's got a nice, tidy little stat card out there on LinkedIn. And if you just sort of, you just got to reach out to him. Good guy. Really nice. You're not going to be disappointed when you talk to this chap, because he really, truly has a desire to help you and help anybody that comes. So reach out to him. And you're going to say, okay, Alex West. There's probably a gazillion out there on LinkedIn. Just put a little comment in there. Omdia, O-M-D-I-A is the company. You'll see them. No problem. All right, let's get cracking with the interview. Edge is on the topic. Alex is in the hot seat. Enjoy the interview. Alex, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I love where you live. I love Bath. Do you live in Bath? Do you?
I don't, unfortunately. No, I live in Northampton, but I had four years in Bath at university. So beautiful city.
Beautiful. And I love the Roman baths. It's sort of, you got the right name for the town and you went to the university. Okay, I'm sorry for messing that up. You should be living in Bath. Probably not enough. Is there enough business for you up over there? Or is it too expensive?
Yeah, Bath's pretty expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's pretty nice place. All right, for the listeners out there, Alex, give us a little background on who you are and where you come from. What gives you the street cred, my friend?
Sounds good. Yeah, so I've been in the market intelligence industry for about 20 years around industrial automation, machinery, just watching how that market's developed. And seeing not much changing for sort of the last 15 years, and then bang, we hit the last 5 years, Industry 4.0 comes out, industrial IoT, and now there's a lot of hype, a lot of noise, a lot of change, a lot of opportunities. So yeah, my background is really researching from the, if you like, the OT space up into IoT as opposed to the IT space down.
So for the listeners, OT stands for what?
Operational technology.
Very good. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. It was weird. I don't know what switch happened out there, but like you said, for 15 years, everything was just cruising along. And then somebody said, hey, it's Industry 4.0 time. Let's accelerate this innovation at lightning speed. And you know what? I've had conversations with people talking about Industry 5.0. It's like, yeah. What the hell?
Let's get to 4 first. There's a lot of companies still working towards 3.
It is so true. And I was at an event, a couple of events last year, and that's when we could travel. That's when I didn't have my face mask thing. That's when we could really socialize. Anyway, and the speed, it's like, I'm already at version 10. And I said, but I'm looking at just version 1. I humanly impossible for me to evaluate. And that's where you guys come in. You know, your organization, and I'm going to get this right, Omdia. Perfect. You can use that as a mark. I guess song. Anyway, and you guys look into that. You guys definitely research, and you're pretty much at the cutting edge.
Yeah, and trying to help companies understand where reality is. You know, a lot of people think of IoT from the consumer space, and hey, it's going to happen now. It's moving really quickly, and then you get into the industrial sector, and things take a little bit more time to really come into reality.
But I tell you, the pandemic, so and granted, I understand the pain points with the pandemic. We all do. We understand. But I think the positive side of this particular weird state we're in is that I think the conversations are more targeted. I think the strategies are more effective. And the people are having the right conversations on where to go specifically with innovation and how to keep or create a more resilient business. And that's an innovation type of solution. But I think that that's a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Those companies that kick the can down the road, now it's brought it into focus. In some cases, you've had to move your workers out of certain places. Yeah. You're looking at remote monitoring. You're looking at your cybersecurity policies and things. So these were some of the things that were barriers already. And now they're really being focused where, in some cases, it's survival. You know, we can't operate full occupancy of the factory. Yeah. So how do we make things work?
Yeah, and I think that your services provided by Omdia is even more necessary because I've had 1,000, I say, podcasts, and of which a lot of them were Industry 4.0, IoT, IIoT, Edge, Cloud. 5G now apparently is just a real buzzword out there, right? I don't know. If I had my business hat on, I don't know who to trust, who to listen to, where to go. And that's why what you guys do at Omdia is so important.
Yeah, we try to play a bit of a middle ground between the marketing department from the vendors and the end users that are integrating the technology. What's that reality for where it can work?
It is, because many of the marketing people say, you deploy this device, your world is going to be, you know, pink elephants and lollipops for the rest of your life. You're perfect. And that's not the case. A lot of moving parts with that particular solution, but it's good. And I think it's a good conversation to have. Now let's talk. One of the things that a part of Industry 4.0, of course, is that, okay, you got IoT, IIoT, you got AI, you got ML, you got machine learning, by the way, you got the cloud, you got all of these components that have to sort of marry together. One of the things that when I was deploying an IoT long ago, there wasn't even called IoT, it was long ago, was the ability to be able to sort of capture the data. But my challenge was, it was a tsunami of data. And in that data, I couldn't figure out anything. It's like, is that important? I don't know, because I can't see it. Can we talk a little bit about edge computing?
Yeah, sure. And maybe to your point, I think that's a challenge that a lot of companies are still having. We've moved to this, hey, pervasive sensing. We're going to put sensors everywhere. Yeah. And you collect all this information. It's like, okay, now what? How do we make sure it's got context so it can be analyzed? And then, you know, data for data's sake doesn't do anything. It just costs in storage. It's how do you transform that into something that's actionable that you can make decisions on?
It is. And I mean, it's so funny when you start looking at these this innovation, this technology, and the technology just sits there and just grabs data. And I mean, there's no real, it's just grabbing data. And it's up to people like you and others to be able to say, oh yeah, I see it. But how do I parse that out to make tactical decisions, real gem within that, in an efficient way where I'm not, you know, 2 weeks behind and it's like, that doesn't work. I need real-time insights into the operational health of my asset. Now, how does edge computing do that? How does it help do that?
So, I mean, edge computing helps. Well, you know, when we first started off with Industry 4.0, Industrial IoT, a lot of the platforms and solutions that were being released, they were all cloud-based. So a lot of the early products, everything was focused on the cloud. Still, in most cases, that's still the majority of the case, everything's cloud-focused. Now, certainly not to say cloud doesn't have its benefits, but cloud isn't the all-inclusive thing. You know, really, you need to, there are applications just not suitable for cloud. You know, when you start thinking of low latency requirements, I remember hearing about a company that decided to go all in on the cloud. It's a pretty large automotive vendor. They said, right, everything's going to the cloud. And they sent all their data to the cloud. And the first month they got a multi-million dollar phone bill. So you just can't use cloud for everything. There's really a balance between edge and cloud where edge certainly provides some pretty important advantages.
Can you define what is edge? What are we doing structurally? What is that?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because everybody's got a different definition at the moment. You can look at edge basically as everything from a local data center, but that's increasingly moving down closer and closer to the edge. So you've got what we call the far edge, and that's where you're really looking at a lot lower latency. You might have round trip times of a signal of sort of somewhere between around five milliseconds, for example. So that's when you're getting really low latency, and that can be on a device, that might be on a controller, might be an industrial PC on a gateway, but somewhere that's a lot close to the actual asset.
Why is that important?
Yeah, so again, one of the points goes back to latency, and there are going to be applications where it's not important. If you think of a lot of the apps that are being promoted at the moment, predictive maintenance, for example, if someone's telling you your motor's going to fail in 2 months, you don't need low latency. But another element might be, say, on a beverage plant, we've got really high throughput and you're doing quality inspection. You don't necessarily have time for a significant delay there. Now you need real-time analytics and real-time decision-making. And that's something that you would only get locally at the edge.
Yeah. And because beforehand, when, you know, somebody was sitting there going, hey, this cloud is great, we're hammered in, you pointed out, big old bill, what can we do to sort of put a little computing capability before it goes into the cloud and then send to the cloud information that is important?
Yeah.
Right? Is that sort of in general?
So it's a the optimal approach in general is this hybrid approach where you might train a model on the cloud. That's where you're using the complex algorithms, and then locally it's inferred. So, you know, I heard an example of a toy manufacturer where they've got numerous different stations. On each station, there's quality tracking, but for different types of devices. Now, are you running or different types of toys? Are you running machine learning at the edge, or sorry, on the cloud each time for each device? That's a lot of data sending up. But if you're running it locally at the edge, that might only be able to cope with one product or one toy. So what about if you train the models up in the cloud and then you can deploy them at the different workstations for inference, and they're inferring? You don't have that huge cost, but you've got that real time.
Can you take the cloud tech, not cloud, I mean edge technology, and because it's just, you've got a device, it's sitting on that motor, whatever, I don't care what it is, a device. And I always try to paint that picture, device on a motor. That device on the motor sends it to sort of an edge solution. And it's spitting out data, 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 data. Can you have that edge solution begin to say, no, 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 yes, no, 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 yes, and be able to limit the amount of data and that is sent to the cloud?
Yeah, so that's a huge element of the edge, is that pre-processing. So only pulling out the data that's those anomalies that are going to be used for the analytics. Like you say, there's, I think IBM estimate the average factory generates a terabyte of data a day. So you don't need all of that going up to the cloud. AT&T are going to come calling. But understanding what are the signatures that may infer a product's about to fail, for example, or something's going wrong. Now you send that data up to the cloud. That manages your costs. You're getting the right amount of data.
What about, I mean, it makes sense from a cost perspective, right? You pointed out that if I don't have some sort of an intermediary type of step, you're not talking, you know, wasting time. You're just having a step that allows sort of a pre-processing of the data and then sends it to the right data to the cloud for that advanced analytical evaluation. Cost of something like that. Do you have some sort of, I mean, I'm sure it, but in general, I would imagine it's not too bad.
Of sending it up to the cloud?
The edge solution, like costs, you know, it's like, yeah, you know the story, Alex. It's like, yeah, pre-pandemic, man, I've got my strategy. I'm merely going about my business. Now we're in the mode of whatever the next normal, new normal, this normal, whatever it is. And now all of a sudden, I've got to start to decipher or determine how do I take that digital journey, right? And it's important to always factor in costs. And it's not simply device, cloud, done. There's more to it, and it's got to have that cost component. So is the edge type of solution cost effective?
Yeah, so certainly it is, but it depends also when we're talking about the issue of cloud versus edge for cost. You can talk about upfront cost, and you can also talk about sort of lifetime cost. So, you know, upfront, you may be investing in servers, in data centers, or higher cost automation products, but then longer time the operational investment, you don't have it as much of an OPEX cost. The flip side is if you go to the cloud, you don't have that big upfront to the same degree, but you can scale up and down as well. So you might scale up, do certain analytics, and okay, you're good, you've done what you need to do, and you scale right down again. Now there you're managing your costs over the lifetime. So each of them has a benefit. It's difficult to say one is better than the other. It depends on the applications, and it depends on your long-term plan and how that's going
to
evolve.
Yeah. You're going to have that conversation. And so that sort of leads to the next question, right? Is what are the roadblocks? I mean, I see as a business, boom, I've got it. I need to, if I'm going to maintain or gain some competitive advantage, I'm going to have greater insights into data. I'm going to have greater insights into the health of my assets so I can make quicker decisions, better decisions, save money, all of that good stuff that comes with this innovative type of approach. But there are roadblocks.
Yeah,
what are they?
Absolutely. So, I mean, following on from the point you were just making, where we were talking about cloud versus edge, that also comes to an issue of skill sets. You know, if you want to have your own local data center, if you've got the people that are able to set that up, run it, maintain it. So people is a huge challenge, both in terms of have you got the skill sets internally? You know, have you got the people that are able to start working with data scientists? You know, if you want to tell your kids what to study at university, data science, cybersecurity, those are the ones that, again, the big bucks, because there's just so much demand. There's that issue around skill sets, but also on the same side of the people issue, there's almost in some cases a generational shift where there's some people that are so resistant to the use of technology. You know, they're sort of maintenance engineer that puts a screwdriver to the motor, listens it in, says, yeah, I can recognize that vibration.
It's true. This is how I've done it for 25 years. And it's always helped me out. Right.
Yeah.
No data to back it up, but it's just always helped them out.
Man, it's my gut instinct. I know what's going on. So kind of overcoming that, both from the skill sets, but then also that change management. How do you get people working with this technology is a huge challenge. You've got to get people to trust it, get them comfortable with it, but also understand that, look, this isn't going to get you fired in 6 months when we can reduce the maintenance team from 12 people down to 6. So all of those things tie in.
That's a good point too. Yeah, there's that human element, and it's like, if I cooperate and we become more efficient, and I'm not having to fly in on my white horse to save the day because we're more proactive as opposed to reactive, I'm going to lose my job. That's a good point.
And that's a big concern. I think that's sometimes that concern is outweighed. People worry about, hey, robots and AI are going to take all our jobs. The manufacturing industry's having big troubles around recruiting enough skills at the moment. So in the manufacturing sector, we see a real, we call it the silver tsunami.
I've heard of it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's an interesting time. And I think that, I don't have the answers. I don't have it balanced. I don't. Because the speed at which technology is being deployed in manufacturing, in industry as a whole, requires a demand for professionals that understand how to do that, right? And it is a young person's game. Like the older ones, like me, I'm not pointing my finger at anybody. You know, it's more of a younger crowd that can really begin to embrace this innovation, right? And I think so that gets around messaging. I mean, I believe personally that it's a great profession to get into, not just data analytics, but if you start to really sort of wrap around this whole IoT type thing, I think it's a great profession. And understand it, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, but I think also you can discount the OT side, the operational skills. So we think of this as a generational side, and you need to bring in all the young guys that are, you know, going to program in Python instead of ladder logic, for example, that sort of mindset. But you've got a lot of tacit knowledge, that engineer down the hallway that you can go and speak to and get some insight on a particular problem, that when that goes, you know, AI doesn't just solve that as well. So you've got to really marry the two. You've got to have that expertise with the technology.
Yeah. The technology is not going to change out that pump, and the pump will eventually not cooperate and fail. Even though you're doing your maintenance, you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, you're doing it at the right time, it eventually just like, hey, I'm just tired, I'm done. So you're going to have somebody, you know, with a wrench, get in there, replace it, and do it right. Now, there's a lot of skill in putting that pump back in correctly, pulling it out, putting it back in. So, yeah, don't minimize that OT component.
Yeah, absolutely. That's equally essential.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you said, hey, got to marry it up, because we're heading down this technology world, but it still doesn't minimize the necessity to have the real traditional type of got to pull it out, got to build it, got to do what we need to do, got to design it, got to engineer it, got to do everything we can. There's all that other component that's associated with it. That can't go away, because AI is not. Yeah. Did you unplug yourself again?
I did. Sorry. I think we're good now.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think I'll just going back to your point, though, I heard a saying, you know, the law of physics doesn't change. There's still we talk all about the cyber world. There's still a physical world where you still need that expertise.
It is absolutely true. And for me, being who I am, how do you I mean, elevate that conversation to begin to, you got your silver tsunami, and how do you backfill that with the right people, with the right talent, with the right insights and all of that stuff, and marrying the two, technology, right, innovation here, and the physical component associated with it. That's a challenge. That's hard.
And you're competing with a lot of different industries as well. Industrial isn't the sexiest of industries. You've got finance, you've got healthcare and all these other areas. So,
Well, I never thought of that. That's true. I'm glad you're in what you're doing because you get to look at that. I just sit there and go, wow, let me go tell my wife about the challenges in manufacturing. She doesn't want to hear about it. She don't want to hear about it at all. Right. Go clean those dishes. Okay. All right. We're going to have to wrap it up, my friend. Alex, are you active out there on?
I'm on LinkedIn. Yep.
You guys have an event coming up.
We do.
You have this industrial IoT world. It's December 1st through the 3rd. What's that all about?
That's right. So that's really focusing, again, on the industrial specific side of IoT. So we've got a number of panels, a number of presentations. We're doing actually an interesting one looking at, and this ties into the subject, the world of IoT in purgatory. You know, everybody's stuck in this proof of concept purgatory. And how do you move beyond that to successful deployment? And what are the keys to making that work? So
I like that. It's true. It's true. But I think it's a fact that I don't know how I get it. I mean, I'm looking at myself, but it would be hard for me to take the next step and say, I get it. I see the value. I understand it. But now you're asking me to spend some money. You're asking me to really commit myself. And I'm not there yet. And I like that purgatory. That's perfect. I like that a lot. Again, hey, listeners, this is happening. I'll tell you what, listeners, I'm going to have this out on, of course, I'm going to have it out on industrialtalk.com. I'm going to have that list or the link to Industrial IoT World. That's December 1st through the 3rd, and it's 100% virtual. Go figure.
Okay.
Surprise. Anyway, you're going to have that link. I think you're going to really enjoy this. I think if you enjoyed the conversation we had with Alex, you will not be disappointed. You got to reach out to him too. Alex West, and you're saying to yourself, Scott, there are a ton of Alex West, probably are, out there on LinkedIn, but nobody as good looking as this guy. Just comma his name, put in Omdia, that's Omdia, and I guarantee you, you're going to find him. It's easy peasy. So don't, and in fact, what I'll have out in industrialtalk.com, I'll have his link right to the his LinkedIn account. So there's no excuse. Reach out to him. How's that there, Alex?
Great. Thank you, Scott.
You're absolutely been a great guest. I really enjoyed this conversation. There's a lot of things swimming out there. Also, listeners, I highly recommend that you go to Industrial IoT World. Is that the URL? Anyway, reach out. You got to find out more because you got to do your research and you got to trust companies like Omdia. I'm trying to be able to give you some insights into where to go because you don't want to be in purgatory. You've got to take action. There. Thank you very much there, Alex. You have a wonderful weekend, my friend. And listeners, again, I'm going to wrap it up on the other side. Do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know, I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart because you are a hero, and boy, do I respect exactly what you guys do. Industries and the heroes of industry here, I don't care how you say it, you guys are wonderful, and that's why this podcast is here, the Industrial Talk Podcast, and all of the other wonderful organizations out there that are really, truly trying to promote industry. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Alex West. You got to do it. You got to reach out. There's a lot of things happening with this Industry 4.0. And Alex with Omdia is available for you. Do not, and I mean do not, hesitate contacting that gent. He's a great guy. All right. I want you to be bold. You got to be bold. Be brave, especially now. Dare greatly. Absolutely a must. But I challenge you, again, to find individuals that are bold, brave, and daring greatly. The prospects are great out there. So find them. Connect with them. Connect with me. Talk to you later. We will have another great interview show.